Here's the second habit. Write this down. Pray about everything. Pray about everything. There's nothing too small to pray about. There's nothing too big to pray about. If it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying about. You mean I can pray about, I don't have money to pay for my kids' braces? Yes, you can pray about that. My face is broken out. Can I pray about that? You can pray about that. There are no big requests to God, and there are no small requests to God.
Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested with tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Praying and Fasting for a Breakthrough.
This is another king in Israel. He's got a more weird name. He's not named David. His name is Jehoshaphat. How'd you like to be named that? Jehoshaphat. And this guy is facing overwhelming opposition too. In fact, he's just had a spiritual revival in his nation. Everything's going great. And then all it says that three enemy nations came against this king, Jehoshaphat. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it says this. Look up here on the screen. After this, after what? After they'd had this big spiritual victory. You can always count on it. When things are going good, behind every mountaintop is a valley. After this, all the good things that happened in chapter 19, three enemies joined forces against Judah. That's another name for the northern part of Israel. And their enemies, the Bible actually tells us it was the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Minuites. Now, they may have had the Stalactites and Stalagmites and the Outasites and the Uptites, but I don't know. I do know that there were at least three that were there coming against him. And so he's clearly outmanned, outmaneuvered, outnumbered. And maybe you felt like that in life. He says, after this, the enemies joined forces against Judah, and some men told the king, a vast army is coming against you. Now, that's a reason to worry. And it says, alarmed and afraid, that's a natural first reaction when you are under attack. Alarmed and afraid, King Jehoshaphat resolved to seek the Lord. Now, we're going to come back to this, but notice, he doesn't stay afraid. Instead, he switches from being focused on his worries to focusing on the Lord. It's a resolution. It's a choice. And I'm going to teach you how to do this, how you can break the habit of worry in your life. Alarmed and afraid, he doesn't stay focused on what he doesn't like. He immediately switches his mind to seek the Lord. He takes his vision off the bad things and he puts his vision on God. All right? And then it says this. He resolved to seek the Lord. Then he proclaimed a fast for everyone. Why? Because a fast says, God, we're serious about this. You got our attention. It's just a way of saying we're serious. We mean business on this prayer. So all of the people came together. They came together to seek help from the Lord, and they came from everywhere to seek God. Now, this guy, Jehoshaphat, does four things right, and it's the four things you got to do if you want to have a breakthrough in your life, in any area, relational, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever. First thing, instead of worrying, he refocuses on God. A second, it says he resolved, that means he made a choice, to say, I'm going to focus and seek God. I'm going to find out what God wants me to do with my life. I want to know God's will. He resolved to seek the Lord. Third, he fasted. He actually called for a national fast because the whole nation was under attack. So the whole nation said, we're going to go without food. It's saying, God, we're serious about this. We mean business. We want your input on this. And then it says all of the people joined together to seek God through prayer. And the result was a miraculous victory. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You can go read 2 Chronicles 20. It's one of my favorite stories. But the bottom line is when these three enemy armies came together, God says, you won't have to fight in this battle. Just watch. I'm going to confuse them. And he confuses the three enemies. They start fighting each other. They kill each other off. They all die. And Israel walks into the valley, and they get to pick up all the spoils of war. It took them about 3 days to take off all the spoils of war. And so they named the place the Valley of Blessing. What had been a valley of battle became a valley of blessing. Now, in your life, you got some battles going on, maybe with your parents, maybe with your spouse, maybe with a child, maybe with somebody at work. God wants to turn the valley of battles into a valley of blessing. But the key is to do the four things that Jehoshaphat did and that David did. And they say, well, how about me? How do I do that? How do I do these same four things that these two kings did long ago? Well, Paul tells us how to do it in the book of Philippians. And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, Paul says, under the inspiration of God, there are four things you need to do if you're going to have a breakthrough. Let me read you that passage, okay? Put it on the screen. Here's what Philippians 4, 6 to 8 says. Don't worry about anything, but pray instead in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So he says, don't worry, but instead he's saying pray. And he says, you do it with thanksgiving. And he says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What is the peace that passes understanding? The peace that passes understanding means I'm at peace and there's no really reasonable reason for it. I'm just at peace. I'm in the middle of the storm. Everything's falling apart around me, but I'm at peace. That's when you have the peace that passes understanding. There's no logical, rational explanation. It's the peace that comes from God. It's not I'm at peace because of this or that or this or that. It's I'm at peace, the peace that passes understanding. There's no reason why I should be calm. There's no reason why I should not be stressed by that, but I'm not. Why? Because I didn't worry about anything, but I put my request before God. And then he says this, then fix your thoughts. That's focus. Fix your thoughts on things that are true, because there's a lot of lies around, and honorable and right. And think about things. This is a mental thing. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. And then he says that fill your mind. So he says, fix your thoughts, think about things, and fill your mind with thoughts that are excellent and worthy of praise. That passage, friends, gives you the four habits that'll change your life. It gives you the four habits that will give you a breakthrough. And I don't know where you need a breakthrough, but it doesn't matter to me. If you'll do these four things, you'll have a breakthrough.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray. But sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. you'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. There's only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now. And I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com. rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Here are the four simple habits. They're simple, but they're not easy to do. Here's the first one. Don't worry about anything. Now, that sounds difficult, but actually, when you learn how fasting breaks worry in your life, you'll understand. Don't worry about anything. Second, he says, pray about everything. You know, if you prayed as much as you worry, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. And worry doesn't change anything, but prayer does. And then he says, don't worry about anything, pray about everything. Thank God in all things. He says, in everything, give thanks. Did you know that gratitude is the breakthrough attitude? It is what gives you, the more grateful you are, the more breakthroughs you're going to have in life. And then number four, he says, stay focused on true things. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Thank God in all things. Stay focused on true things. Every day you have to counteract the lies that you hear around you with a daily intake of God's truth. Now let's look at these four habits for breakthrough according to Philippians chapter 4. Number one, first God says, don't worry about anything. You right? Now write that down. Don't worry about anything. Philippians 4:6 says, that very thing. Don't worry about anything. The Amplified Translation says, don't fret, don't fear, don't have any anxiety. That may be the single most difficult command in the Bible to keep. Every one of us have broken that commandment. Maybe you haven't murdered, or maybe you haven't committed adultery, but that one's right there in the Bible, along with don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, don't murder, don't commit adultery. God says, don't worry. You break that commandment all the time. And it's in our nature to naturally worry. Jesus said it like this. Look here on the screen. Matthew 6:34. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The reason why we mess up today is because we spend most of our emotional energy regretting the past and worrying about the future. And so we mess up today. It's like three crosses. And you can crucify yourself on guilt and shame and regret from the past, or you can crucify yourself on the cross of worry and anxiety and fear about the future. And as a result, you crucify yourself on the cross today of messing up today. Worry has never changed anything. Worry is worthless. Worry is a form of control. We think if we worry about our kids, that then they'll be safer. Worry has no effect. It's stewing without doing. Worry is worthless. It can't control, it can't change the past. It can't control the future. Worry can only mess up today. It can only make you unhappy today. Every moment of your life you spend worrying, you're wasting that moment. Now, as I said, if you prayed as much as you worried, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. God says, I don't want you worrying because it doesn't work. It's stewing without doing. It's like sitting in a rocking chair. It's a lot of motion and commotion, but no forward progress. Now, what is worry? You might write this definition down. Worry is focusing on my fears instead of God. That's what it is. Worry is focusing on my fears instead of God. Worry is practical atheism. When you worry, you're acting like an orphan. You're acting like you don't have a heavenly Father who's promised to care for your needs. You're acting like if it's to be, it's up to me. That's not in the Bible. That's in self-help books. It's not true. If it's to be, it's up to God. And so when you worry, you're acting like your Father in heaven doesn't care about you, that he hasn't promised over 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 promises to you. So worry is focusing on my fears instead of God. And if you're going to break that habit of worry in your life, you're going to have to learn how to focus on something else. Fasting can actually help you do that, and so can prayer. Now, here's what the Bible says, Romans 8, verse 6. Thinking that is controlled by my sinful nature leads to death, but thinking controlled by the Spirit leads to life and peace. So you have to choose your focus. If I'm going to think the way I normally think, I'm going to get worried, I'm going to get fearful, I'm going to get anxious, I'm going to have anxiety, because I'm controlled by my sinful nature. But when I'm focused on God and I have God's Spirit in me, now I don't worry. And that leads to life and peace. So the key to overcoming worry is not to say, I'm not going to worry. That doesn't work. That's like smoking a cigarette and go, I need to stop smoking. What are you doing? The whole time you're focused on what you don't want. It's like telling a ball pitcher, don't throw a curveball. Well, now what have you just put in his mind? A curveball. He's focusing on what he doesn't want instead of what he does want. And so saying, don't worry, I'm not going to worry, it keeps you focused on your worries. The key is to just change the channel. Don't resist it, refocus. That's how you get rid of worry. You don't resist worry, I'm not going to worry. You refocus, and you put your focus on God. You do that through prayer and fasting. Now, how do I switch my focus? Write this down. By fasting and prayer, or by prayer and fasting. When you switch your focus by fasting, you're saying, God, I'm going to focus on you. And when you pray, you're saying, God, I'm going to focus on you. You don't have time to worry. Do you remember what Daniel did when he was worried? Anybody remember Daniel? You better remember Daniel. The kingdom's falling apart. Babylon's falling apart. He's a prisoner of war there, but he's grown up now. He's an older man. And the Medes and the Persians are taking over. And he's worried. But he didn't stay worried very long. Why? He did what Daniel, what David did, what Jehoshaphat did, and what Paul tells you to do. Look at this next verse, Daniel 9, verse 3. He says, here on the screen, I turned to the Lord. I switched my focus. I turned to the Lord, and I pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. That's how you stop worry. You get the focus off the problem, and you get the focus on God. You know that when Daniel was there praying, and then the king, Cyrus, said some of the Jews can go back, and he started letting them go back home. Remember, they had been promised that after 70 years, God said, I'm going to let you go back home. One of the guys who helped lead the Jews back to Israel was a guy named Ezra. He wrote a book in the Bible. It's called Ezra. And in Ezra 8, verse 23, they were all worried as they're going back home after 70 years. And it says this, we fasted and earnestly prayed that our God would take care of us, and he heard our prayer. I want you to circle the word our. He heard our prayer. Not my prayer, he said our prayer. They're praying together. There is power in group prayer. There is power in seeking God together. There is power in a church praying together, church-wide, or fasting church-wide. So that's the first habit. And the Bible says this in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Now, you guys remember the Bob Dylan song, Turn, 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 you know, which came from this passage, and Judy Collins and the Byrds, and a lot of people covered that Dylan song, which is just the passage of Ecclesiastes 3. It says, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. There's a time to plant, there's a time to harvest. There's a time to weep, there's a time to rejoice. There's a time to dance, there's a time to mourn. Life is full of opposites. And it says there's a right time to do everything. And there is a time to feast, and there is a time to fast. Joel chapter 1, look it on the screen here, verse 14. Schedule a time to fast. Call for an assembly. In other words, gather everyone together and cry out to the Lord for help. There is power in group prayer. Now, that's the first habit. Worry about nothing. Don't worry about anything. Here's the second habit. Write this down. Pray about everything. If it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying about. You mean I can pray about, I don't have money to pay for my kids' braces? Yes, you can pray about that. My face is broken out. Can I pray about that? You can pray about that. There are no big requests to God, and there are no small requests to God. God says you can pray about anything. And this is the second part of the verse. Philippians 4, 6, part B. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And just tell God what you need. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about what happens to you. Now, what is that verse saying? Either you can carry all your worries or you can let God carry them. It's up to you. God says, why are you carrying those worries? I'd happily carry them for you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional and check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident, sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full-color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
That's 800-600-5004, or just go to PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.